it recording? At least it's still recording. So okay. if you're live right now, you're probably listening to like a repeat of the. There's another show called The Love Bite that always seems to come on. And these chicks talk about these weird dominatrix things, and they tie each other up, and they like that stuff. They want submissives and stuff. People are into some freaky shit, and
we can get you booked on that show if you want.
Yeah,
that shouldn't be a problem. We know people.
You know, I was kind of hoping that we can get some calls and get some ladies for Ernest Thomas, man. You know?
Well, seeing as how we're broadcasting to nobody, I don't
know. No, well, you know, people do listen to the More Music Radio podcast. So you can still listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
That's why it's recording right now, you know, so this is not going in vain.
Oh.
We just had so much fun.
Yeah, man.
You know, the thing is set to go for 2 hours, and, you know, we're talking about all kinds of cool stuff.
How long did we go?
I think we did 2 hours.
Yeah, that was
2 hours.
Yeah, and change here. We just went over.
So. Did you have a good time?
My God, yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know it was 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, man.
Okay.
Well, you know what? It seems like we have run out of time.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for coming in on the More Music Radio Pod and talking to us.
Yeah, it was a real honor meeting you.
It's an honor.
Thank you.
And like, really, I want to tell us about your book. Where can we get it? I did buy it off of Amazon, off the Kindle.
Oh, okay.
So you can buy, and I bought it's a dollar.
Yeah.
So you just
99 cents.
I still have a little bit more to go. I got through the foreword and stuff.
Okay.
I just bought it.
Oh,
I'm not a reader either. I have problems reading.
Sure. We're gonna have an audio version.
LA.
Yeah.
This is Nap Time Radio.
Oh shit! Okay. There's another radio show barging in. What? Nap Time Radio is interrupting Ernest Thomas talking right now about his book. The book is Conversations with My Mother, right?
Yeah. Food for the Mind, Body, and Soul on Amazon Kindle.
Kind of like a cookbook, right? You could learn some stuff on it.
No, it's her life. It's her. Yeah. It's definitely her life. Like food for the mind, which is her, is all the things she went through and, and the life obstacles she overcame.
She
and
wanted to do a cookbook, though, didn't she?
Yeah. But we made it a whole life thing. So there was there's an element. That's a small element of it, and definitely we have some her favorite Bible verses, and then just her life growing up in Mississippi and having, you know, me at 18 and my sister at 16 and just the trials and tribulations of a young woman at 81, you know,
learning. Single mom,
so, you know, yeah,
just I mean, like she, my mom,
yeah, man, so
yeah. We're kind of like brothers in a way.
Yeah, man, that's right. Similar absolutely. Kind of thing.
Like I can identify with Raj.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And now I met Ernest.
I met
Ernie. Now I know Ernie, and we're going to go do some cocaine and smoke some crack right now. Just jump back into it. Just kidding.
No,
I don't even do any of that.
Yeah. Actually, I got to go and learn this. I have an audition for this crazy African guy who's killing everybody. It's a video game, and so I gotta be this. Yeah, they gave me a clip, and I gotta try to imitate this guy's mannerisms and his voice.
Oh, that's cool.
He looks crazy. He's scary. He's a big guy.
I want to say, and what's the name of the you said it was Parole, or what was it?
Yeah, Parole is the independent film.
That's the one where you get to cuss and stuff. Yeah we're talking about that.
Yeah, man. And they, when I was at the Martin Luther King Parade, guys would come up, they knew it verbatim.
Wow.
They know that thing. And the hip-hop kid, oh, man.
Can you give us a taste of that? I don't know if you can just turn on or anything, but I mean, I want to, because I saw, I don't know if you guys saw the clip of it, but it's...
You have to bleep. Yeah, do some bleeping, man.
This show, you can say whatever you want. You can say, there's no censorship on here.
I can't remember just, you know, the one thing he said.
Who is he talking to?
He's actually talking to a guy. What happened, my daughter gets killed by a gang member, and he was shooting at someone else, but my daughter was in the way. And so he gets out of jail 15 years later, and we decide to take him in as Christians, but really we want to kill him too.
Oh.
We argue, but we want to get revenge. But I have had a stroke. When I saw my daughter dead, I had a stroke upon seeing her with the bullet. And so I'm a stroke victim, but because he smokes weed, the guy, he keeps staring at me when he's smoking all this weed. In his imagination, he sees me going off on it.
Yeah.
So that's because I said, I had no lines in this. So the director said, you know what? We're going to have a scene where he's smoking a weed and then I go off.
That's cool.
And then I just go off on like, you know, man, I got, you know, it's crazy. Let's see what can I say, you know. You ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw the motherfucking out of. You know, this is my house, nigga! Your eyes may grit and your eyes may glitter and your teeth may grit, but none of my wife's pussy will you get. You better fuck that bed, nigga.
What?
That's just a little bit of it.
Wow, man. Jesus Christ. I think we do need some censorship now. I am offended.
And I thought we were going to be ready for
this show. Is over. I am walking out. I have never heard it. I never. You know? Well, Ernie, thank you very much for coming to the More Music Radio Pod. Yeah, I hope you will come again. We have to talk to you again. I want to know more about your mother. Yeah. Please come back.
I will.
Please, yeah.
I'd love to.
Yeah, all right. This has been the More Music Radio Pod with Ernest Thomas. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, man.